And we're live on the Virtual Real Estate Investing Podcast. This is John Plumstead. Going to do a quick book review, book reviews. Try to keep it under 5 minutes. Here we go. Book number one, I reread Atomic Habits. It had been maybe 5 years since three years since I read Atomic Habits. Reread it. Didn't reread the whole thing, but got the first half of it. Such a great book. If you're looking to take control of your life, to get a jump start, to accomplish goals, Atomic Habits, super valuable. He writes in a really entertaining, easy to understand way, but it's all about, hey, who do you want to be? And how can you create habits and routines that support that, right? This idea that goal setting, which I'm a big believer in, goal setting is inspirational and motivating, but ultimately we fall to the levels of our systems, which is our habits and routines. So you have to have those habits and routines to put in that daily work if you ever want to accomplish those goals. So Atomic Habits by James Clear, highly recommend. Super good book. Next book is The 2-Hour Cocktail Party by Nick Gray. As I've talked in the past about 2022 being the year of being social, having friends over to our house is something that can be stressful and anxiety producing, but almost always is a good thing to invest in friendships and develop friendships. The 2-Hour Cocktail Party is a book that just kind of lays out the blueprint. It's easy to read, easy to understand, but if you are trying to be more social and you're like, hey, how can I do this without, you know, being too awkward and I don't want it to be too formal, he gives a great blueprint of, hey, this is how he's done it. This is how a lot of other people do it. And this is what he recommends. So recommend that book. Next book is The Storyteller by Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl was the drummer in Nirvana and then frontman for the band Foo Fighters. I'd seen it in bookstores, had a drive, so decided to just download the audiobook and listen to it. Had some good stories. To be honest, I don't know. I was looking for more, right? Like usually you read a rock and roll legend biography and it's more entertaining, right? Like, I don't know if Dave Grohl maybe is just a better behaved rock star or, you know, like I think he has a very clean image and he wanted to maintain that. So it was a good book. I'm glad I read it, but, I don't know if I'd recommend it. It was kind of vanilla. It's kind of, sorry, Dave, but it's kind of boring book. If you think about like rock star books, I think about the Motley Crue's biography. I forget what the Motley Crue biography, is called, but like, it's a wild, wild book. So I don't know if I expected exactly that, but I thought I'd have more stories about Nirvana and stuff. And I just didn't get it. So it is what it is. Okay. Here's the final book. The book Sapiens. Okay. So the book Sapiens, I read 3 years ago or so, and it was a really, really good book. I decided to revisit it again. And it's a book that I think the first half of is amazing. Second half, I didn't like quite as much, but it's about the history of humans from a biological aspect, right? And to me, it's incredible. It's a book that if you're a curious person, you should read. It's part history, part science, you know. But I loved it. Some people might say, "Hey, the history of humans. We have Adam and Eve. What more do you need?" To me, Sapiens doesn't go against anything in religion. I don't think it's against anything about that's in the Bible, but I think it's good to know how science looks at the evolution of Homo sapiens. And I find it fascinating, right? That's what the whole first half of the book. The second half is more, you know, how Homo sapiens as a species has evolved and interacted with the planet. And then in my opinion, it doesn't get super political in the second half, but it's a little more political in the second half. But the first half of the book Sapiens is just so amazing. I never read or learned anything even remotely close to it. So highly recommend the first half of the book of Sapiens. And then it's also got me down road of watching YouTube videos about the history of sapiens, and Homo erectus and stuff, Neanderthals, that I think it's fascinating. I think it's fascinating stuff. So I've definitely, between the book and watching the YouTube videos, have spent, I don't know, maybe 10 hours or so. No, I guess with the book even more, maybe, I don't want to say 20 hours because that sounds a lot, but I spent a lot of time learning about it. And I think it's fascinating, fascinating stuff. I think for some people, thinking about how long humans have been around in that timeline makes them feel uncomfortable. I think to other people, makes you feel good about where you are and trying to live life to the fullest. But I think it's a great read. Highly, highly recommend. But thanks for listening. This is John with my, I guess I'm doing this about monthly now, book report. So thanks for listening. Take care.